Yes, to the floor, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Who has two questions?
Yes. Go ahead, Adriana.
Chair, this is okay. Janet. Just for your the timing, it's a little more than 2 minutes before 10 o'clock.
Okay. What's your question, Adriana? Okay.
Yes, I have two questions. The first one, I received, I asked the executive, the interim executive director, and he asked, he have an answer from, he sent to the board some information. I asked about the audit, the 403B audit plan with the attorney to make an audit. And we are making all these decisions when we don't have the result of that audit that we pay. According to what Mr. Livingston answered to me that day, he said that was a draft audit of what happened, but our attorney Trucker has objected strongly to that draft, and then they were trying to make a different report. Rina, that was paid to do it, was trying to make another
30 seconds
report. I'm sorry, Madam Chair, I didn't hear.
What's the question, Adriana?
Thank you. That is the question. Where is the report? We are being asked to take.
Okay. Let Tommy answer.
I'm sorry.
You wanted to know where the report is, and because you're being asked to vote without being the report.
I'm asking why we need to take actions when we don't have a written report and we pay for that. That is first. We are selecting people to do things that we don't have a report. And the second question is why Mr. Livingston will be one of the person there when he said that in August, at the end of September, he will be out of the foundation. He will not
thank
be an employee.
I'll answer your question. Okay, thank you, Adriana.
Chair, it's Janet. It's 10 p.m.
Thank you. Okay, I don't think we need this report to set up this committee or the trustees. We will still want to get that report. And regarding Mr. Livingston, it says in this resolution that it doesn't have to be someone from Pacifica, either on the board or an employee. It can be someone from outside. But you know, we can vote later. But right now, he would be one of the trustees, at least, you know. And then if he wants to step down, we'll need to replace him.
Who will be selling the staff, Madam Chair? Who is authorized to do all of that? How will we need to make
the PNB? It just said in the resolution that the PNB appoints and also unappoints. Okay.
It's not one of the emails that I received, Madam Chair.
Can you please bring the member to order?
Well, we can appoint him as a trustee, even if he's not an employee.
Wasn't my question.
Yes, what was your question?
The other question, Madam Chair. You answered that one, I disagree, but the other one, I received an email that you forward to me.
The committee was receiving
with different information with other people making decisions to sell. This is not clear. I don't know why this is not being brought to all of us, the totality. We need to be transparent.
I don't understand what you were saying, Adriana.
What part? Do you want me to explain what part?
I don't understand your last sentence. Could you please repeat it? And please, people, stop talking while she's talking. I could not hear what she was saying. I know you were just trying to give the time, but I would like her to finish. After this, she's finished, and we're going to go to the vote. Go ahead, Adriana.
What I said, we received an email that says something totally different. In a small group, knows some information, even selling of some of the stuff that is part of our investment in the pension plan, and we don't have the audit. How? Why this is not being transparent? That is my question. Why we are being asked to vote when most of us don't know what a small group of you already know about this issue? We represent the listeners. We are the board of directors.
So you...
I disagree.
Not everyone received. Is that correct?
Exactly. Why we don't have clear what happened with the audit that we paid for?
It doesn't have anything to do with this motion, though. Okay? It doesn't have anything to do with this motion. But thank you for pointing that out, and please do forward that to the rest of the PNB. All right, Madam Secretary.
William, point of order.
Please. Yes, what's your point of order, William? What rule is being broken?
Well, I don't understand the need for this motion. The point of order is that the board was supposed to appoint trustees to replace Crozier and Agarwal, who resigned as trustees. And my understanding was that Tucker Huss recommended this a committee if we didn't appoint trustees. Now, why are we appointing a committee?
No, that's incorrect. The committee is separate from the trustees. We need to appoint trustees.
Mm-hmm. They went along for 50 years without this committee, and I don't understand why we're suddenly
because the ERISA lawyers
with all kinds of power other than administrative, as it
because the ERISA lawyers recommended it that we have it.
Where is that?
Yeah, I'd like to see that report.
Resolution. It's in the resolution that we passed a couple months ago. That from them that they recommended that we pass. I believe it's there, and it's also in. If it's not there, it's in emails that they have sent to us about it, about having an administrative committee. That's why we've been working on setting up an administrative committee for the last several months since July. Okay, that's why. We're doing it with the recommendation of the ERISA attorneys so that we will be compliant. They have recommended things that we should do to be compliant with what we need to do to be compliant with this act.
Okay. Madam President,
everyone
is speaking at the same time. Stop.
Nancy, this is Maskila. Can I say something?
Yes, Maskila.
Okay. The committees or the names that I see on this resolution, they're awfully white. I don't see any black or brown names on this on these lists. So I wonder whether or not anybody can be added that represents the black and the brown communities that are very very much on this board, on this PNB.
All right.
So
all right, I'll answer your question. Okay, so...
Chair, this is Janet, timekeeper.
Yes.
So the time for this item was up at 10 o'clock, so...
You're right. Thank you. Okay, I just want to answer this one question. All right, so when we discussed this administrative committee, it was explained what this administrative committee was for, and I asked for volunteers. No one but four people volunteered, Tom, Grace, Carol, and Mansoor. The motion to set up this committee only requires three people, and so Mansoor stepped down. Now, if someone else wants to volunteer and some of the people on the committee would like to volunteer, then that's fine. We can amend this right now, but... That this is why there is no one of color on this community committee because no one of color volunteers. That's why.
Jan Goodman, may I be heard on this?
You have a question? Do you have a question?
Dwayne Lark requests to be heard.
I have a question, Jan Goodman. I have a question.
What's the question, Jan?
Isn't Mansoor Sabah a person of color? And if we want a person of color, I'm sure he'd be happy to be back on the committee.
And so would Dwayne Lark be happy to be on it?
I move that we have Dwayne Lark to this committee, then not only the West Coast station will be represented, that are the stations that have exactly the problem with the pension plan.
William seconds the motion. William seconds that.
All right. Any of the three people be willing to step off the committee so that Dwayne could step on?
What about Mansoor? He wanted to be on the committee and volunteered already.
Well, he didn't volunteer back. He did not volunteer back.
Because they wanted less people.
Listen, folks. All right, it doesn't. We can always change this at any time. We can remove or add people at any time. So let's just get this thing voted on and set up, and then we can change the members next week. No, we can change the members next week.
You know that that will not happen because they have the majority.
Once this is set, it's going to be set. You know it.
Well, it does not have to be fixed right now. It can be fixed later.
Chair, this is Janet again.
Yes.
At the time.
We're going to a vote now. It doesn't matter if we fix it later or not. If you want to fix it later, we'll talk about it. We're going to the vote now. It's too late. We've had several months to deal with this, and we're going to the vote now.
Order, William.
It was done.
Madam Chair,
you have to bring the members to order, Madam Chair. This is ridiculous.
We're going to go to a vote, and if people keep talking, I'm going to mute everyone and just unmute you when it's your time to vote.
Point of order.
I'm not taking any more points of order. We're past
the motion
uncertain.
On the floor.
We're past. I'm sorry. The motion is inconsistent with what we're voting on. Sorry.
I'm sorry, can you explain?
Ask the parliamentarian. You have to take care of it.
We can't have that motion be in effect unless
you can't decide.
I am speaking, William. We can't have that motion in effect unless someone volunteers to step down. And no one has volunteered to step down. And so we have to do it by a vote.
Yet. What do you mean? They haven't been appointed yet. This is an amendment to a motion.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
People have not.
Chair, this is Janet.
We have a motion to.
Yes,
Chair, can you please bring the members to order?
Yes, Janet.
Okay, so the motion that I hear being referred to, I'm assuming that was the amendment to add Dwayne Lark. And are you saying that motion, that amendment is out of order?
Carol, for
that.
Point of order.
Excuse
it was
me.
Not
can,
an amendment.
I'm sorry. Can the chair please respond? I don't think you're.
It was not an amendment. It was a
Carol,
motion.
Carol. Madam Chair, please.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
As I look at this document, I see that the board can make changes, as Nancy Reed, the chair, as you've already stated, that the board...
Can't hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Please don't talk while the parliamentarian is speaking. Thank you.
Is my volume okay, Madam Chair? Is my volume up enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, as I look at this motion that's on the floor, I do see that the board has oversight of this committee, which means that the board can make changes to this committee at any time. Now, I also heard people saying that they heard some things through email and other ways, but I would like for you to remind the members that they're only voting on what you read this evening. They're not voting on any kind of emails that came to the light from the past. So, just again, you're voting on what was read this evening, and to just reiterate again, the board has power over this committee to add people, you know, take people off, you know, in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Chair, point of information. Why my motion is not in order? My motion modified yours. It's an amendment to add, and was seconded too. What is out of order about that? And we don't know the parliamentarian trying to justify. We have a motion on the floor, and we have an amendment that was seconded, Madam Chair. I don't know what is out of order there. Can you explain it to me?
Because the people here have not stepped down. And unless one of them steps down, your motion's going to fail.
They are not, Madam Chair, they were not elected yet. That's why they don't need to step down. It's up to
there
the board.
There doesn't need, no, there, wait. Adriana, there does not need to be an election for this appointment.
Yes, we must. If nobody steps down, we must. That's the way that the committees are being elected. And if nobody steps down, we have four people. We need to go to STV.
We don't need to do that at all. As the ERISA attorneys explained to us, we do not need to do that.
No, Madam Chair, it's a committee.
If you want to be on the committee, we'll discuss it to see if somebody steps down later, you can be on it, okay? That's all.
I respectfully challenge your ruling.
You got to bring the members to order. This is ridiculous.
Stop interrupting, please. All right. So, there's a challenge to my ruling. That this motion is out of order. We haven't even voted on this resolution. All right, so...
That's why, Madam Chair.
So, wait, Adriana, stop. I'm thinking. Let's just stop interrupting. Interrupting, Adriana. Let me just discuss this with the parliamentarian. So, John, we have this resolution on the floor, and we were supposed to vote on it, time certain, at 10 o'clock, and someone moved that Dwayne should be substituted for one of the members to be on this committee. There's only three members of this committee. And so I ruled that this motion is inconsistent with the motion. So, I think the motion's out of order. And so there, would I be incorrect in ruling that it's out of order? And they can challenge my my ruling, but I want to know from you first if my ruling is appropriate. Your opinion.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. My opinion is that time had expired before any of these amendments came up to change and substitute people for other people. So unless the board moves to extend the time for this item, then all of those amendments are out of order.
Okay, thank you.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
I'm going to stick with my ruling. And please take a vote on my ruling.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, we're out of time. No more anything.
You are breaking Article 8 of the Foundation of the Pacifica bylaws.
Adriana, we're going to a vote on my ruling. And Adriana, if you don't let us go, if you don't stop interrupting the vote for this, I'm giving you a warning.
You can give a warning, but I have the right to ask for a point of order.
You already asked for many points of order, and it's... We're
breaking the bylaws of the Foundation, Article 8, Section 2, Composition of the Board Committees. You are breaking the bylaws.
This is not a committee of the board.
This is not a committee of the PNB.
The ERISA attorneys already gave us their opinion on this, okay? So,
the composition of the board.
I'm going to
ask
Adriana in a minute if she does not speak.
Why are we voting on it? If it's not of the board, why are we voting on it?
I'm going to mute everyone until it's time for your turn to vote. Okay? Voting on my ruling. Okay, you uphold my ruling, yes or not? No. I'm going to mute everyone.
We get to debate your rule.
No, she would not allow that.
Madam Secretary, please take the vote. Janet.
Sorry, may I speak?
Go ahead.
Right. So,
I just muted Adrian.
So one moment. Okay. So for the what is going to be voted on now, whether to sustain your ruling, my understanding for the minutes is that you rule the substitution of Dwayne Lark, the amendment to substitute Dwayne Lark for one of the three listed for the audit, the administrative committee, because someone would have to step down, that it doing this would be inconsistent with the language of the document, and also that the time ran out, so for making an amendment. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Aaron.
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Yes. Kasnave. Chair, will you unmute? Chair, have you unmuted Adriana? For her vote, Adriana's vote. She needs to be unmuted.
Oh, I will unmute her. Okay. Yes, I will.
I just called her name, so.
Yeah. I'm going to go forward and come back to her.
Okay. Corey.
Uphold. Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
No.
No. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Heerwagen.
No.
No. Lark.
Rogue majority. No.
No. Loffer.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza.
Abstain.
Abstain. Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Sabah.
Yes. Mansour votes yes. Yes.
Travis.
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees.
Yes.
Yes. Washington.
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. So, Castaneve. There is Adriana unmuted? Nancy?
Okay, I have unmuted Adriana, but she must have muted herself as well.
Let me try.
You're muting me.
Okay.
You are lying.
There we go. Okay. No, I must have pushed the button. Okay, go ahead. I've unmuted her.
Right. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. You are violating Article 8, Section 2, composition of the board. You are violating a board.
I muted her again. All right, Adriana, if you would like to vote, I'm going to unmute you. Okay, I just hit the unmute button again. I don't know why it's not unmuting. I'm going to hit it again. It's not there. Okay, it's not unmuting. I'm clicking on the unmute button. Okay, now
if nobody can hear it, that you are lying. You are lying.
I can hear you now, Adriana. We can hear you now.
I'm trying to vote.
Go ahead,
hey,
vote.
Adriana, this is Janet. How do you vote on the...
I vote this? Four times already.
Could you repeat your vote, please?
I said that my point of order, we cannot break the rules. I vote no.
Thank you, Adriana.
I vote no.
I muted her again. Okay.
All right. Okay, so one moment. Let's see if I have everyone. Okay, I have 10 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Yes, so that's 11 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions.
Okay, now would you please go to the vote on this resolution?
Okay, one on the resolution, yes.
Right.
And this is a resolution on the Administrative Committee and the Pension Plan Trustees.
The the Administrative Committee and the Pension Plan
Trustees.
And the approval of the charter, yes.
And the indemnification.
And the indemnification. I'll read the resolutions again. So this is the resolution to approve Administrative Committee charter, appoint members of the Administrative Committee, and delegate to them certain
William,
specified.
Excuse me.
We're done. We're voting on this now. Appoint members of the Administrative Committee and delegate to them certain specified fiduciary obligations of Pacifica under the plans, and C, provide for indemnification of individuals who serve as members of the administrative committee and fiduciaries under the plan, and D, appoint trustees for the plan. This is the resolution that was sent to us from the ERISA attorneys. And we're going to vote on it now.
William,
go ahead, Aaron. We're not taking any more points of order or any other thing. We're going directly to the vote. We're going directly to the vote.
Just goes and gets divided. Ask your parliamentarian.
Grace, I don't think you can hear that after the vote has been called. Go ahead.
Grace votes
yes. He did it before.
Go ahead, Madam Secretary.
Okay. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, nays. Cast nave.
Oh, I got to unmute her.
Your lady, Madam Chair.
There you go. Go ahead.
All right. Adriana, how do you vote?
No to the violation of the bylaws.
Okay. No. Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
No.
No. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
Absolutely no.
No. Goodman.
Absolutely yes.
Yes. Please, everyone, one word. No adjectives even. Heerwagen.
No.
No. Lark. Wayne? Can't hear you. Loffer?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza? Sia, can't hear you. Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Sabah.
Yes.
Yes. Travis.
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees.
Yes.
Yes. Washington.
No.
No. One moment. Let me go back. Okay, Dwayne Lark, how do you vote? Don't hear you.
Dwayne is not muted. Just for your information, Dwayne is not muted on Maestro.
All right. Ifia Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. And I'm sorry, I heard a voice, but I don't know who that was. Was it Dwayne?
Dwayne votes absolutely no.
No. okay, one moment. I have 10 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
11 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, so this resolution from that was recommended from our ERISA attorneys passes. All right, next item on the agenda is the IED CFO report. Tom, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. So thank you, Madam Chair. I have some items to read. So the first is I heard last night from the interim general manager at KPFT that he was resigning effective immediately, as I reported by email to the PNB today. I've spoken to several of the paid staff, and they believe they can operate without a new IGM being appointed, given what we are hoping will be the short amount of time until the KPFT local station board should be done with completing the search for the permanent GM. We know that they had a deadline for the position last week and have been told that they have a pool. I'll continue to explore the question with the staff, and we'll approach the LSB to see if I can get a sense of when they think the search may be complete. This next item is, I don't know exactly if it's at the level of granularity that the board needs to hear about this, but I'll read it. We also had a departure from the national office last week. Olga Machado, the contract HR specialist who had started in March. She did a great job for us during her time there, including taking on additional duties after the departure of our senior accounting person and then our CFO. In response, I promoted a part-time accountant in the national office to full-time, added some duties to our payroll administrator, and I'm having discussions with Nita about providing additional support in the areas the HR administrator was helping us with. In other words, I'm not intending that we will replace that position. Speaking of Nita, within the week, I'm expecting a report from them with recommendations going forward. They did their initial site visit. After reviewing that report and proposal myself, I'll share the report and proposal with the PNB and the Finance Committee. I expect that will be coming within the week. Nita has done extremely important work on the audits and supporting our payroll process. Summit Pacific have worried and emailed about whether we would meet the August 15th deadline for filing our tax return and request for extensions for the audit, and those have in fact been filed, and our auditor and NITA are projecting that the 2017 audit will be completed in November. On the work agenda with them is also with NITA is to complete a draft budget for the national office, and after that, an overall budget for the organization. Our new third-party administrator, Primark, has been engaged and is gearing up. Their first focus will be completing work on the 2016 and 2017 plan years, including filing tax returns, and they expect to have those completed within the next 2 months. They're projecting that they'll be able to give access to people who have left Pacifica by the beginning of the people who have left Pacifica recently and have not been able to get access to their funds because of the lack of a third-party administrator. They're expecting to be able to provide that by the beginning of November. I mentioned the motion. I thought that was coming before the discussion. The motion that you just passed about adding trustees to the plan. In terms of repairing the plan, our next step will be to reach an agreement on how much is owed with the KPFA union, the employees at KPFA that are covered by the union agreement. We anticipate this will be similar, including in size, to the agreement we previously reached with the KPFK union. The collective bargaining agreements for those units had stipulations in them about contributions that were not met, pension plan contributions that were not met, and those have to be repaired before the pension plan repair is complete. Next, the election process is underway. Last week, Graham Drew, the national election supervisor, and I had site visits at KPFA, KPFK, and KPFT, and this week he visited WBAI and WPFW. Drew's created a timeline that will have the election completed by the end of the year, which we've shared with the PNB. WPFW is, this is an item that will need to be considered by the board, hopefully by the next board meeting. So WPFW is in the process of undertaking an antenna and transmitter project that will allow them to keep operating from their current location and represent a significant upgrade in their equipment. The project is funded with a combination of a major gift and station funds. The project will require approval from our lender, which we are in the process of requesting, and when a contract is agreed upon, it will be provided to the PNB for final approval. And then finally, because my engagement with Pacifica will be concluding at the end of September, this may be my last IED report, and I just want to do a couple of things. One is to thank you to thank the board and the Pacifica family for this opportunity to serve you. We've gotten a lot done. The future for Pacifica, I believe, is a lot brighter for the work that we've done. And then secondly, I've been asked by some to give a critique of the organization. I'm not going to do that now, but we'll be glad to provide something in writing before I depart. So thank you, Madam Chair. That's my report.
Thank you, Tom. Do you have any CFO items, or that was included?
That was included, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Now I'm going to ask anyone who wants to ask a question of Tom. And this item was for 30 minutes, Madam Secretary.
Yes.
I'm meeting Adriana now in case she has a question. Okay, anyone have a question for Tom?
Madam Chair, would like to ask a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Well,
yes, Mansoor, Benito, did you want to ask a question too?
I spoke before anyone else.
Dwayne, want to ask
a question? Okay, that was you, Benito. Go ahead, and then Dwayne.
Okay. So, Mr. Livingston, you mentioned something about now that the pension motion has been approved, something is supposed to happen. I couldn't hear what you said. Something is supposed to happen by November or to be, you know, so that the employees that want to retire or do whatever and do what they got to do. I couldn't hear what you were saying.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So at the end of last year, our previous third-party administrator, what the third-party administrator does is they administer the pension plan. They add new employees, and they assist retiring employees, people who want access to their pension funds. They resigned at the end of December. And so we've been able to do any of that work since then. So a new third-party administrator, the name of the company is Primark, has been retained. They're in the process of gearing up for their work. And the first step will be to finish cleaning up the plan years for 2016 and 2017, including filing the tax returns. They've said they expect to have that done by the end of October, and for those employees that need access to their funds, that they will be able to start doing that as of early November. That's my understanding.
So if there's an employee that wants to retire or something, then all these employees will be receiving some kind of notice and they can act on it in November.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, we can give the, we can, if they'll contact, I guess the best place would be to contact me. So ed@pacifica.org. Then I can put them in touch with Primark, and that my understanding is that the distributions will be able to be made by November.
So the national office will send some kind of notice to folks.
Yeah, sounds like a really good idea, and I'll work on that.
Bill up for the stack. Chris Corey for the SAC. You muted, Nancy.
Yeah. Nancy, are you muted?
I think William was next.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so busy. All right, yeah, so Dwayne, Dwayne, you were on the stack, and then Bill, and then Chris.
And then
Dwayne,
yeah.
You can and then
see hearing me. Is that right, Madam Chair?
And then Adriana. Adriana, you were unmuted a few minutes ago.
Did you hear me, Jan Goodman?
Okay. All right. Adriana, do you want to be on the stack?
Madam Chair, I was the first one, but you mute me. I need to call through other members.
I'm sorry. You've already spoken several times. I'm going to give the floor to someone else. Adriana, you've already spoken several times. Dwayne has the floor now. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. First off, I want to point out that the discrepancies that have occurred tonight with respect to the ruling of the parliamentarian as it relates to time running out, I'm minded last meeting we had. Time ran out differently, but you guys continue to do motions and whatever you want to do. This selective process is not good for this foundation, and it's railroading of people. And by the way, all folk of color don't necessarily check that box, black or brown. They check other, and they check white. So just because a person is of a color doesn't necessarily mean they have the mentality of people of color to represent us. More important, Mr.
Dwayne, do you have a question for Tom?
Yeah,
thank you. Have a question for Tom? Okay.
It's my time, so I'm using it as I would.
Okay.
Tom, could you tell me exactly the PNB, the local station board of KPFT asked you to remove a certain person?
30.
Where we are today is we have nobody. I've never known a organization ask employees whether you want a supervisor or not, whether you want a manager or not. So this whole thing is just smack in the face of prejudice. It's in the face of racism. It's in that we have submitted names of individuals who have been part of KPFT forever. They have the academics. They have all the credentials, but they're black. And that's the problem. And this needs to stop.
Time.
Time for us to wake up and stop being racist and stop being calling ourselves progressive, stop calling ourselves all of this when we're doing exactly things that Trump and them do. Only thing you don't is use the word.
Okay, thank you, Dwayne.
Where am I in the list, Madam Chair? Can you tell me?
Yes, you're last.
How many people are in front of me, if you don't mind?
Madam Chair, I thought I was on the list. And, sir, I was one of the first few.
Right.
I haven't counted. Go ahead, Mansoor. Wait.
And Bill, I asked Bill.
Was that a... is there a question to be answered there, Tom? Or we'll just move on. I'm not sure.
I'm fine with responding. The context of this was that the local station board made had a motion to fire Larry Winters, and what I did at the time was this happened some months ago. I'm not going to remember all the details, but when it comes to interim general managers, the bylaws are silent, and so it doesn't apply to interim general managers. And my after a second trip to Houston and meeting with the people involved, my decision was that it would be more disruptive, given the amount of time that it ought to take to do a search, to make a change at that point. And that's still what I believe is the case. Mr. Lark's opinion of my leadership aside, thank you so much. The local station board, I understand from Mr. Lark that there's a pool and that a search process should be completed within a few weeks. I am going to supervise the situation there. And if in my opinion, a new interim general manager needs to be appointed, I will appoint one. So that's my answer to what was
Will it be from the list that was
question.
Submitted to you? Would it be from the list that was submitted to you a few months ago by a supermajority of the local?
Right. So yes. Thank you, Mr. Lark. The bylaws are silent on the interim general manager position, and so the bylaws do not apply in this case. If I decide that another interim should be appointed, I'll consider that. Thank you,
Madam Chair. Let me point out to you and the board that the bylaws are silent on the IAD, very, very silent. So this business of being silent on something does not preclude actions, does not preclude leadership, does not preclude protecting the sanctity of the station when it's been told that there's a racist at helm.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Madam Chair, this is the parliamentarian. May I speak?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, assuming that the radio station has Robert's Rules of Order as their parliamentary authority, anytime an organization's bylaws are silent on an issue, the very next place to look is Robert's Rules of Order. And Robert's Rules of Order does say what to do about vacancies. So I'm suggesting that your radio station, since your bylaws are signed, to look to Roberts to get the answer on what you should do about vacancies in your organization. Thank you, Madam Chair.
What about
Thank
if you,
you
don't
John.
Want to do that?
Thank you, John. Okay. Mansoor, you're next.
Okay, thank you. I have a question regarding the NES. And is there any time frame, any ideas? Because my recommendation, and I think Carol has mentioned that before, not to have the elections before the national election, before the November elections, for the midterm.
You're breaking up, Mansoor. You're breaking up. Could you
Sorry.
Please?
I would like to have, as Carol has brought this issue up before, I would like to have our elections to be after the midterm election. So that's my questions to Tom. If there is a way of having our election after the midterm election. Thank you.
So there's an item on the agenda, I believe, to discuss the elections. What I can say is what I believe is the most recent timeline has the voting starting on Thursday, November 1st. It'll be open for 35 days. So the start of the election is before the midterm elections. So that's what I know about it.
Thanks. Next is Dan, I believe. Okay, Jan. I'm sorry, I've lost track of who else was on the stack other than Adriana. I know that Adriana is last.
Bill.
And I believe Bill
was a long time ago.
Yes.
Chris Corey was on the stack.
And Chris, that's right, Chris. Okay.
Let's have more people.
And then I think Jan. Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Oh, okay, thank you. Well, thank you, Tom, for your report. And by the way, just a comment on what John Tatum said. I believe that Robert's Rules only talks about vacancies applicable to the governing body. It doesn't talk about vacancies in management, I don't believe, but maybe he can send us a reference if there is one. But I was just going to say about NETA and about the pensions or retirement funds. I assume NETA is still working in addition to audits and routine financial stuff. They're also working on finding out how much money we need to put into each individual employee account for the 401A and the 403B, and or especially the 401A, and also any estimate or update on how long that might take, because I know that's something the Department of Labor will probably be happy to hear about if we can say we finished that before they get back to us.
Right. So the situation with the 401 plan is there's a schedule for the KPFK unit that is a employee by employee, and what we have to do is come up with a process to review those. The current expectation is that Anita's available to help with that, but I believe the current expectation is that Primark will complete that. I have to get clarification on that, and I will report back. In terms of a time frame, we don't know the answer to that. The next step will be to engage with the union for KPFA. I've asked about that a couple of times. I'll approach the union myself, and since there's since we have the process that we use to reach an agreement with KPFK, I'm optimistic that it won't take long, but I don't have a time frame.
Thank you for this, Jack.
Could I make one other quick comment about that? Because I don't think I used all my time. Okay, some of our employees that are not covered by unions are also have been expecting and anticipating and been told for years, I think, that they're also will be funded, their 401A plans will be funded, even if it's not legally required. Do we need a PNB motion on that, or you know what the plan is for that?
I'll have to find out the answer to that, and we'll send a note to the PNB. All contributions that were made up until I believe 2009 are still there, and so employees that have been there longer than that period of time have an account and will have access to that money. In 2009, the board, the pension plan was changed. This is what's called the 401 plan or the pension plan was switched to an elective contribution model. So it's also been called a profit sharing plan, and where at Pacifica's election, it could make a contribution.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll find out, I guess, later. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. Chris Corey, you have the floor.
Thank you. Tom, I just had two brief questions for you. One is regarding your earlier comment about the NIDA comprehensive financial plan for Pacifica. I'm wondering what the timing and the thought process is of that plan. And without being able to read Nita's mind, the intention of that question is, are they going to seek any input on that thought process from the board itself or any members of the organization, including yourself? Or are they going to do this as an independent entity? I'll just briefly ask my second question so I can go back on mute. And that would be, there was an earlier comment about postponing the elections until after the midterms. And I think the reason for that is that a lot of people are very politically involved in and it's going to create, I think, some serious problems in terms of candidates being able to properly, inform the electorate of Pacifica as to their positions and just make those accommodations. And that's why we're pushing to get the elections pushed out. Thank you.
Yeah, great. Thank you. For the first question, yes, of course. The concern that Anita and I've been working on too. The concern is that we have financial reporting for the organization, and the piece that is critical to me in my role is to have a budget for the national office, and so that's the conversation I've been having with them. But of course, it would be each local station has worked with its finance committee. There's the national finance committee, but yes, of course, we'll. That will be it won't just be a thing that you come up with. And I will get details on that. I had hoped to have a conversation with him today and just wasn't able to make it happen. And we'll send a report within the week to kind of what the game plan is.
I missed the first part of your response there, but from what I gather, yes, you're going to rely on the committee to some extent.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you for that. And then in terms of the elections, what I'll do is pass the concern on. I know that we've had this conversation. We have this combination of the National Election Supervisor is working to get this done as quick as possible, and it's also at the beginning of the process. He just finished his last station visit today. So I will. He had indicated a willingness to get on this call, but I don't think that happened. So I'll have a conversation with him and we'll report back on that as well.
Okay, Chair, thank you, Tom. Thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you.
Chair, this is Janet, timekeeper. It's a little more than 4 minutes left. 4 minutes okay. and 5 seconds.
Okay, Jack.
Yeah.
Dan, I think
William for the stack.
I have William. I have Jan, Grace, William, and Adriana. Go ahead, Jan.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but I need to send my private email to the ED. Obviously, I will send it to the whole Pacifica family because I'm being cited. I'm being muted by you, and I'm not allowed more
right.
than
you,
a week.
Adriana, you have already had many
times.
Adriana, you have already had many times to speak uninterruptedly. And made many points of order, and so I'm giving other people a chance. Other people.
And I didn't reserve enough.
And I did not even recognize you, and you just keep talking. You haven't even been recognized, okay? I put you on the stack.
No, Madam Chair. You mean at the beginning when I asked on the stack.
I hope that 30 seconds isn't deducted from my time. 40 seconds. I wanted to express additional concern, or it's a variation, but my particular concern about the timeline of the election, especially since the election supervisor is contemplating starting the election on November 1st. The problem is if mail goes out on November 1st, then it will be totally eclipsed by the avalanche of election mail from the midterm elections, from the propositions that people have, all of the election material, which at least in my mailbox is, you know, could be, you know, 15 pieces of mail a day, especially towards the end. So that is
30 seconds.
Is super problematical for a successful election and getting quorum. So I just wanted to, that is a very factual kind of thing, and if the election material itself can go out a day after the midterms, it will make all the difference in the world. So please convey that also. And most importantly, I'd like to thank you, Tom Livingston, for all of the work that you've done for Pacifica. I think that you have contributed greatly to stabilizing the network, and our appreciation is deep and profound. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a little more than 1 minute left.
Okay, so I'll let Tom answer, and then I'll entertain a motion to extend after that.
I just have a really brief thing to say. This is Grace. I'm the next on the stack.
Well, let's
30 seconds.
To respond, Jan.
Grace, this is Grace. I just wanted to. I'm the next on the
stack. I don't need a response. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Great. You're next.
I agree with Jan, especially I would like to thank you publicly for your wonderful stewardship of this foundation. You did an excellent job of getting us through the settlement process, the loan process, getting the CPA firm going, trying to unravel the pension plan situation, and many, many other things. I think you've been extremely skillful. You've done everything with dignity and patience, but yet you've done it very quickly. So I want to thank you publicly for myself and I'm sure most of the people on this board and in our Pacific family.
Thank you. And it's been a real honor to do this work. It's there's nothing easy about it, as this meeting will attest, but it's I'm grateful to everybody on this board and to all the Pacifica community. The thing that I would say is America needs you. Our country needs you. This is a terrible time in our country. That's what brought me here to do this work. And it does feel like we've made a difference during this time. So just thank you for the opportunity to do this work.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, next I need a motion to extend this question and answer session with Tom. Is there a motion to extend time for 10 minutes on this item?
Why?
Hey, William will move that.
Okay, is there any objection? Oh, is there a second?
Joseph will second.
Okay,
Dan Goodman, I object. We have so much on this agenda that I don't think we have time for.
Okay, Madam Secretary, please take the vote. Yes. Aaron.
Aaron.
No.
No. That's Nate. Chair, is Kefnave unmuted?
Yes.
Adriana, how do you vote? Can't hear you. Corey.
How many minutes? 10?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Joseph Davis.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Catherine Davis.
Abstain.
Abstain. Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Heerwagen.
Yes.
Yes. Lark. Dwayne, can't hear you. Loffer. Loffer, Ken, can't hear you. Nwangaza. Thea, can't hear you. Randall.
No.
No. Sabah. Sabah. Hear you. Travis?
No.
No. Voorhees?
Hello.
No. Washington?
Abstain.
Abstain. Going back one moment. Kesnave? Adriana? Can't hear you. Lark, Dwayne?
Yes.
Yes. Ken Loffer? Loffer? Still can't hear you.
Oh, pass.
No, it's too late to pass.
Oh, it's too late. No, abstain.
Mansur can vote.
Mansoor would like to...
Excuse me. I will get to you. One moment. So, Laufer abstains. Mwangaza? Still can't hear you. Sabah?
No.
No.
This is Catherine. May I change my vote?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to change to no.
Catherine Davis, no. Okay. One moment. I have 5 yes, 8 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. 5 yes, 8 no, 3 abstentions.
Okay, this motion to extend fails. So the next item on our agenda is the election schedule. And on the agenda, we have a proposal for a revised 2008 delegate election timeline from the NES, and the PNB has to approve any timeline changes. Do I have a motion on this?
Carol for the floor.
Carol?
I'm not looking at it right now because I've been doing the paying attention to the times, but I would like that the last one I saw said the mailing was going to start on October 31st, and now Tom said that they are talking about starting the voting on November 1st or something. I think if there's no problem if the mail goes out the day of the election or the day before the election, because the stuff will land later. But I move that, so the election is what, the 9th? I move the materials, the voting begins no earlier than November 10th. Maybe it should be November 11th. November 11th. Make it November 11th. And I'll write that up right now.
So we need the entire timeline has been changed. We need all of it approved. And you can include that in your motion if you like.
Okay. I'll try and do that. Could somebody do timing while I'm doing that? Thank you.
And Bill for the stack.
Chair, this is Janet. Question from Secretary.
Yes, Secretary. And then Bill.
So what Carol just talked about, moving the beginning of the voting to a certain date, and then you said the whole timeline. So what is the motion, actually, that...
I'll write the motion. Where is it so I could look see it easily?
So Tom forwarded the timeline proposed by the NES to us.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, the chair would like the parliamentarian would like to speak.
Okay. 1 second. Let me just show Carol, assuming you find this really quickly.
Madam Chair, this is Tom. Can I speak?
Yes, Tom.
So I just forwarded to the PNB list the latest version that came from Graham Drew today, so if anybody wants to look at that.
Okay. Thank you.
That's very helpful. Thank you. Carol, your motion will be that we adopt that timeline be, with the change that you suggest, be adopted, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'll write it up now, and I'm looking at the dates and so on right now, and seeing. I think that it's everything that has to with the mailing probably, or the voting period opens, and then they can adjust. I can't make decisions on the adjustments going back, but I'll make a motion that notices that the other timelines probably have to be adjusted to fit that or something. Yeah.
Okay.
You,
Mr. Tatum?
Yes. Two quick points. What's being written up right now, in order not to waste time, that would have to be seconded. Didn't hear anyone second that. The other thing to keep in mind that...
Do I have a second?
Dan Goodman, second.
Mansour, seconds it.
Okay, so, and then the next thing is that this needs to be treated as an amendment. So, you can assume that vote on this amendment if it is approved.
Wait, John, what did you mean by this? You mean the thing that Carol was suggesting? I mean, because the change that Carol was suggesting needs to be treated as an amendment?
It is an amendment, yes.
Because there's never been a motion to propose the change of the timeline from the original yet. And so I was just suggesting that she include her change.
I thought that Tom just forwarded everybody the schedule, which means that it is on the floor of this meeting right now.
He did, but there's never been a motion before to adopt that schedule.
Okay, well, this is basically what I'm saying is an assumed motion that the time schedule has been presented to the board. What is your pleasure on this schedule? And the board has to vote on it, as you're pointing out. So anything that's changed on this, treat as an amendment.
Okay, all right, okay.
Madam Chair, Benito, to the request for information.
Yes.
So this is to Mr. Tatum. I don't understand your reasoning. I think that the chair tried to explain that there's never been a motion to adopt a timeline. So how could a motion today be an amendment? Amendment to what?
It's an amendment to the proposed timeline brought to you.
Mr. Tatum, only the PMB can change Only the PMB can change the timeline stated bylaws. That has never occurred. So in order for anything to go forward, the PMB, not the NES, not the IED, but only the PMB can adopt a motion to change the bylaws mandated timeline. That has never occurred.
I understand now.
Okay, and yes, John, and that was why I was recommending that Carol just roll in her change to the motion that has not yet been made.
Okay, yes.
This is great.
Grace, may I finish before your point of order? The only thing I wanted to say is that the board cannot amend the bylaws. the mandated schedule, even though the schedule is way, way overdue, as outlined in the bylaws, the board cannot approve a change in the bylaws without going through the full process, the 90 days, 60 days, et cetera, to amend the bylaws. So amending the bylaws tonight or any other night is not in order at all.
No. I don't think that's what people are saying, John. I think they're saying that the timeline itself, if it's ever changed from what's stated in the bylaws, or you know, or if an election is back in November is canceled, it has to be done. By the board. But that if there is a change to the timeline, that has to be, which there is from time to time, the board sets that timeline.
May I say something, Nancy, as I'm writing?
Yes, Nancy, I have a point of order.
Go ahead. Wait, Carol. Grace was next. Go ahead.
Okay. Although I agree with what everyone's been saying, and I agree with Carol's suggestion, this board, everyone on this board has a conflict of interest regarding the elections. That's why the bylaws give the National Election Supervisor sole authority over the elections. Therefore, I believe we can make a suggestion to the executive, National Election Supervisor. However, we cannot mandate anything about the election. He is the arbiter of the election, and it's improper for us to interfere in any way with the election because we all have a conflict of interest.
Madam Chair, Benito to the stack.
May I go now, Nancy?
Okay. Benito, you'll be after Carol. Go ahead.
Dwayne to the stack.
I'm looking at.
And I asked to be on the stack earlier. This is Bill.
I didn't hear you, Bill. Sorry, okay. Bill. I didn't hear you.
I was thinking of what Grace just said, but also I was looking at the language in the in his action item and his dates, and they are actually driven by bylaw requirements. Where he's trying to have the 30 days for nominations and also a 35-day period for ballots, and then the ability to count and to get a final report by the end of the year. So I think that we can, you know, in light of what Grace's point is, that I'll move that we make a suggestion and the reason for it, and I think that that's all we can do.
Chair, this is Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
I'm kind of confused about what motion is on the floor, and I'm not quite sure what's happening. The last that I understood, Carol was going to send something with her preferred change, but include it in a motion to adopt the NES's timeline. So now I don't know if she's saying something different than that or. All right, Carol, what were you saying?
What I'm saying is that it is correct that the bylaws are clear that we have no rights to do any the PNB because we have conflict of interest because we're elected in this our electors are chosen in this process, and that we have no right by the bylaws to do anything on this matter, number one. Number two, as I'm looking at what he's written, he has built into the timeline things that are related to bylaw requirements about 30 days for nominations and 35 days for voting, and also getting this done by the end of the year. So the motion that I'm going to make is now informed by those thoughts, and I'm going to move that we make a suggestion that the schedule of the voting be changed so that it happens at the earliest. The voting opens the day after the national election for 35 days, but that the mailing maybe goes out 2 days after, and that I make a motion that will make him aware of our concern of the ballots being buried, and ask him to consider moving the dates if he can.
Madam Chair, Benito, I think I'm next.
Okay, Benito, you're next.
Chair, this is
then
Janet.
William.
Wait, 1 second. Okay, Janet, let me let the secretary get clarified first.
So, so there was a motion that Carol made that was seconded by Jan of what I described earlier. So now I'm hearing something completely different, and I'm confused.
You will get it shortly.
I'm sorry?
That's why we ask for motions in writing.
I'm putting the motion in writing. You will get it shortly. That will be the motion that will be on the floor.
Okay, so there's no motion on the floor right now, as far as we can tell.
We don't know what the motion on the floor is now. So can we move to the next item of the agenda until we get that settled and move to the PNB committee reports and come back to that when Carol's ready, okay? So,
Madam Chair. I insist that I be first on step when we come back.
Okay, you got it. Okay. So, item 7, PNB committee reports, Q&A, and motions from committees. Is there a report from the Finance Committee?
Madam Chair, this is Joseph, the Chair of the Finance Committee.
Yes, Joseph.
I was actually absent last meeting, but I did read the report that was put together by R. Paul Martin, the secretary. At that time, all stations except WPFW reported they do not presently have a budget to present to the National Finance Committee, which is our primary purpose, and I don't have any information on WPFW at all. So that's currently the status of budgets at the foundation. We haven't got anything from the station. So thank you.
Thank you, Joseph. I forgot to invite Eileen.
William, for the back question.
Yes, William, what's your question?
For the Finance Committee.
Yes,
we went through this a couple months ago. They made a motion, something to do with bequests, and they were supposed to send it forward. I'm not aware that they did. I would think that that would be normal process.
I believe I did send that motion in to the secretary. I don't know what the process is after that, but we did have a brief motion.
That's into the NES.
Yeah, and all it said was that, barring other conditions, that all bequests be credited to the station from the listener area to which they come. That's all the motion said.
Well, that should be on the agenda, I guess.
We make the suggestion to the NES that the voting for the delegates should be...
Motion from the National...
Carol should be muted, probably.
Carol, can you please mute yourself?
I mute myself. Sorry. I'm talking to myself. Sorry.
There was, as William pointed out, there was a motion from the National Finance Committee that apparently got lost somewhere that said barring other conditions on a bequest, it will be credited in the budget from which broadcast area it was received. That was voted up, I think, all but one from the National Finance Committee. Thank you.
Okay, this is William again. If that's going to be considered now, I'd like a minute to try to get my substitute motion.
Okay, why don't you do that, and we'll go, and when we get through the, we'll get back to you then, okay? Any other questions for Joseph on the Finance Committee?
Madam Chair, this is Benito.
Yes, Benito.
It's not a question, but it's a comment. My understanding, and I've asked about this several times, is that PFW submitted a budget back last year. And I've asked several times whatever happened to it. I'm not trying to blame the Finance Committee Chair for anything, but I'm simply saying that I know that we submitted a budget back last year sometime, just for everybody's information.